minutes after the hour of 7. And a number of states, led by Idaho, are filing in court against the Barack Obama health care initiative, claiming it's unconstitutional. And it is individual states that have the right to set prices, to rein in insurance companies, and to handle health care costs as a government entity. But Governor Rendell of Pennsylvania has been supportive of the president's initiative, and this is what he had to say yesterday.
Giving health care to 32 million people, getting rid of the ban on pre-existing conditions, those things are worth fighting for, and if we have to lose, they're worth losing for.
Carl Paladino is a Buffalo real estate developer and likely Republican candidate for governor. That means you'd be challenging Rick Lazio and Steve Levy from Suffolk County, correct, Carl?
That's right.
All right. Now, are you officially running?
I will be announcing officially on February 5th.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me, April 5th.
April 5th, I was going to say February 5th. I would put you out of the run. But anyway, Carl, I understand that you've penned a letter to Andrew Cuomo, the state attorney general of New York. You want him to join Idaho and other states in challenging the president?
I think the people of the state of New York want Prince Andrew to do this. It's important. This is the day that bill was passed will be remembered just as 9/11 was remembered in history. It was an attempt by these people in Washington to defy the Constitution. It is clearly in conflict with all of the basic precepts of the Constitution. Those rights were reserved to the states. The 9th and 10th Amendments of the Constitution clearly deny the federal government the ability to force people to buy insurance in the marketplace. And in addition, the violation of the Due Process Clause by allowing certain states and certain classes of people, okay, to be exempted from this. How blatantly unconstitutional is that? And where is Prince Andrew? Where is he? Dead silent. Why? Because he is incapable of making this kind of a decision. Here's a guy that thinks he is entitled to become president of the United States. Well, we challenge you, Prince Andrew, get out there right now and do what you have to do for the people of the state of New York, and we'll see what kind of governor you would make.
All right. Well, Carl Paladino, let's assume that one of these state challenges is effective, and it freeze frames Barack Obama's health care initiative, and it goes back to the drawing board and to the states. New York is facing $9 billion worth of debt that may roll over to $15 billion by the next fiscal year. And we have the highest Medicaid contributions of any state in the nation.
Not only the highest, Curtis, okay, our Medicaid cost per capita is double that of the next state, California. We're double. We are way over the national average. And why? Our health costs in New York State are out of sight.
Okay, so what would you do if you had the power of being the governor of the state of New York? What would you try to do to rein in these costs?
Number one, okay, we go and we face down this nonsense of having no residency law. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry in America can come to New York State and jump right onto our welfare system without any residency requirement whatsoever. We are the only state left in America that still has that nonsense going on. Why? Who said that the taxpayer of the state of New York is responsible for all the poor and disenfranchised in America? Who told us that? I never voted for it. You never voted for it. Why? Why are we the keepers of all the poor and disenfranchised in the entire country? In other states, they give them bus tickets to go to New York, all right, to get on our welfare system right away. Number two, our optional benefits under Medicaid are out of sight. If we just lower our optional benefits to the California model, okay, and use California's optional benefits above the federal base, we'll save $20 billion a year. $20 billion a year. That's a lot of money.
All right, now.
Okay, we are so off the reservation, it's nonsensical.
All right, but Carl, what about private insurance companies who will continue to hike their rates? The premiums will continue.
Of course they will, because we take care of the few companies that service New York State. Let's open our borders. Let's let everybody come in and compete. Competition is what keeps the rates down. We won't let them in. Why? Because this is part of the club out of in Albany right now. Part of that elitist club. Okay, you go figure out who represents those companies. All right, and you tell me, Mr. Sheldon Silver, why you don't allow our borders to be open to other companies to come in and compete. You bring competition in the marketplace, you'll see how fast those rates start coming down.
Now, Carl Paladino, you mentioned open up the borders. If somebody were just waking up from a deep sleep and they heard that, in combination with knowing that there were thousands in Washington, D.C. who wanted illegal aliens to be normalized, legalized, that was their appeal to the elected officials and to Barack Obama on Sunday. Would you be in favor of that policy of normalizing an illegal alien, or what position would you take?
Absolutely not. The hardworking immigrants that came over here, okay, by law, and got their green cards, you're slapping them right in the face. You're slapping every American in the face. We're not responsible for the illegal aliens that came into this country. They should be sent back to where they came from, and they should be allowed then to come in here legally under our quotas and under our other laws. It's absolutely out of sight that they're even considering such a ridiculous thing as normalizing them.
Now, Carl Paladino is a Buffalo real estate developer, and as you said, you will be announcing your candidacy for the Republican nomination, so you'll be competing against Rick Lazio, Steve Levy, and maybe some others who might get into the process. It's been reported that you have a $10 million war chest to potentially spend on this election, correct?
I worked hard in my life, and I've done fairly well. Okay, and I'll do with my money what I please. And if I feel that I do feel okay that it's worth it for me, all right, to go out there and spend money and my money, all right, to do the right thing for this state. I've become so aggravated with this nonsense out of Albany.
Okay, but Carl, why not as an independent candidate on an independent line? Because right now...
Because Tommy Golisano tried that, okay? Tried it three times, okay? An independent line just won't work. So, all by itself. So I'm going for the Republican line, and to be frank with you, I don't see Levy and Lazio as competition. I'm going to roll over them. I'm going right for Prince Andrew.
Right, but you know, Carl, that now your two adversaries in the Republican nominating process have claimed they are the true Tea Party candidate.
They're not going anywhere. You know that, and I know that.
Yeah, but
they don't have core values for the Republican Party. They don't think that core values are important to the rank and file of the Republican and the conservative parties. That's baloney.
Right, but as you've seen, Levy, he says, I'm the Tea Party candidate. Lazio says, I'm the Tea Party candidate.
Well, let's see what happens. Just watch, okay? I'm going to run right across New York State, and we're going to charge Albany. We're going to take Sheldon Silver. We're going to turn him upside down. We're going to shake him, take everything he's stolen out of his pockets, all right? Then we're going to put him on a bus to prison up here in Attica, hopefully.
All right, now, if you don't, I mean, there's always that chance you might lose the Republican nomination. Do you think you would then roll it over to an independent run?
We are definitely forming an independent line, okay? I mean, if we can't get the conservative line, we're going to form an independent line, and we're working on that right now. We're going to petition for it. It'll probably be along the lines of a Tea Party type of line, and we're going to give the disenfranchised of this state some place to go, and yes, we will go. We're going all the way. I'm not mincing my words here, and I'm not playing games. All right, this is about doing the right thing for the state of New York, and I don't do anything half-assed.
Well, Carl, we're introducing you to downstate because, as you know, downstate has a prejudice against upstate.
They don't. The people downstate are as concerned about Albany as we are upstate.
Well,
right? Albany has become a joke.
Carl, let me tell you something. There is no balance to government in New York State. It seems everyone who's a shot caller is from downstate. So that's why you're refreshing to many, because you come at it with another sensibility. And I am going to challenge you not to throw nickels around like manhole covers. You will be buying some political ads, I hope.
I think so.
Well, yeah. I'm shilling for your shimolies. I want some of that dough on this program. I want you advertising on the Curtis Sliwa Show.
You bet, Curtis.
Okay. Excellent. All right. That's a voice that we've now introduced you to twice, Carl Paladino. He's got more money than all the other candidates because he's a private entrepreneur, Buffalo real estate developer. He's going to be announcing his Republican candidacy against Rick Lazio and Steve Levy. He's got three times the money of both of them put together. And then May well challenge Andrew Evil Eyes Cuomo either as the Republican winner of the primary or, as he said, on the independent line. And I've been shilling for Shimoli's right here on AM 970. That's why I've been in radio 19 years. This is commercial radio, right? Got to make money. That's why so many companies, like the company I left, Citadel, is Chapter 11 prepackaged bankruptcy, and people are having to give back money. They don't tell you that story. While we here at Salem are in the black on AM 970. No, Keith, it's not Black Man's Pride, Euro-Asiatic Black Man's Pride. It's in the black fiscally, so to speak, on AM 970, The Apple.